Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The United Auto Workers Union is expanding its strike to dozens more locations, citing a lack of progress in talks with General Motors and Stellantis. They went on strike September 15th against Ford as well. NPR's Camilla Domonoske has more.
They are splitting the big three up. There's Ford on the one hand and the other two on the other hand. With Ford, the union says they've secured some big wins at the table in terms of equalizing pay across different locations, job security provisions, raises that are tied to inflation. They say they're basically going easy on Ford now, still at strike on one plant, but not adding any more. On the other two, the union is expanding the strike to all of the company's parts distribution centers.
NPR's Camilla Domonoske. Tropical storm Ophelia made landfall this morning in North Carolina. It's largely spared the southeastern part of the state. From member station WHQR, Ben Schachtman reports.
According to preliminary reports from the National Weather Service, around 1 to 3 inches of rain fell in southeastern North Carolina, less than predicted. Low-lying coastal areas experienced minor flooding, but inundation fell short of a warning or advisory. Peak winds hit 57 miles per hour at the Wilmington International Airport. Around 3,000 people in the area were left without power. A tropical storm warning remains in effect for the southeastern coast for Saturday, but conditions are improving. However, dangerous rip current conditions are expected to linger throughout the weekend. For NPR, I'm Ben Schachtman in Wilmington, North Carolina.
The FBI is conducting a civil rights investigation of the police department in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Aubrey Procell from member station WRKF reports the investigation is related to a site officers allegedly used to beat drug suspects.
Federal investigators are looking into allegations that officers may have abused their authority by interrogating suspects at an unmonitored police warehouse. The warehouse, known as the Brave Cave, has been mentioned in multiple recent legal complaints. One lawsuit says officers beat a man so severely there that the parish prison refused to book him until he received emergency room care. Another lawsuit alleges a woman was subjected to an illegal body cavity search and released without charge. Since the first complaint about the site last month, the warehouse has been shuttered and the street crimes unit was disbanded. Two officers of that unit have been placed on paid leave, and one, who resigned in August, was recently arrested on unrelated police battery charges. For NPR News, I'm Aubrey Procell in Baton Rouge.
Members of the House have left town for the weekend, having made no apparent progress on legislation to pay for government programs. Unless a deal is reached, federal agencies will run out of money October 1st. This is NPR News. Pope Francis is visiting the French port city of Marseille. Today, tens of thousands of people attended his mass, where he urged European nations do more to help migrants who are risking their lives to find a better life. The Pope called migration a reality of our times that must be governed with wise forethought. A fire and several explosions rocked a factory in southern Taiwan today, claiming the lives of 4 firefighters and injuring 102 people. 5 people are still missing. Shush Valentine reports.
Fire engines rushed towards a column with orange glowing flames and smoke in Taiwan's southeastern county of Pingdong. The fire began Friday night and raged overnight. Explosions rocked the site as firefighters were attempting to put out the fire, causing large sections of the building to collapse and trapping several people. As more first responders arrived, they found the bodies of 3 firefighters, with one still missing. The mother of one firefighter who lost his life told local media she was always proud of her son. The fire raged for at least 12 hours. The magistrate of Pingdong County says the cause of the fire is still under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Ashish Valentine in Taipei.
NASA is planning to bring a capsule back to Earth tomorrow morning. It contains asteroid rocks and is scheduled to land by parachute in a desert in Utah. The samples were collected 3 years ago from an asteroid about 200 million miles away. The capsule will be flown to NASA's Johnson Space Center to be opened in a special lab for extraterrestrial materials. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.